伏在主面前等候。
And this morning, let us be humble and bow and wait.
直到我们的主天荣耀下降。
For our Lord has descended from the heaven.
他降下透雨，他赐下火焰。
He has given us this heavenly shower and this heavenly flame.
我们一起来读路加福音第十二章第四十九节。
So let's read Luke chapter 12:49.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？主说他来要把火丢在地上。
And the Lord says he has come to test the fire.
倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？
And how I wish it were already kindled.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前向我们的主来呼求，
So brothers and sisters, when we come and pray,
求主赐下火焰，
And we ask that he would test the fire.
我们越祷告，我们越知道这是主的心意。
And as we pray more and more, then we will know that this is the will of our God.
是他要把火赐下来。
And it is he who wants to test the fire.
这个火焰就是他的自己。
And this fire is himself.
他是那样的圣洁，那样的公义。
And how he is righteous and holy.
他是那完全的生命要赐给我们。
And how he has this perfect life and he wants to give it to us.
圣经告诉我们说，主说，我有当受的喜，我是何等的困迫呢？主耶稣告诉我们，他还没有上十架，他所有的生命在他的里面，好像不能够释放出来。
And just like before Christ went onto the cross, it's like a lot of life that he cannot give us.
他心里面那样的急切。
And how in him there was this urgency.
借着十架，主耶稣能够释放出他那永远的生命。
And it is only through the cross that he could release his life.
他告诉我们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
And he told us how one grain of wheat would never grow unless it goes onto the ground.
若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
And only that seed have to die, then this plan could come out.
主的心那样的迫切，要把火丢在地上。
And how there is this urgency that is in our Lord, and he would like to cast this fire.
他必须经过十架。
But for him, he has to go through the cross.
他的荣耀的生命能够释放出来。
So that his glorious life could be released.
今天每一个神的儿女，我们都能够来得着。
So that today, every one of his child can receive.
老天，我们在这里一起交通到神圣的火焰。
So this morning we're gonna have a fellowship in this holy fire.
当我们说我们的软弱已经够长久。
And when we said that we no longer want to be the weak.
我们渴望得着能力。
And we would wish to be more powerful.
我们渴望火焰在我们里面焚烧。
And we wish that we would be burned by this fire.
但是今天这个火焰我们怎么来得着？
So today how do we get this fire?
我们从圣经里面来看。
So in the Bible.We will find out.
在什么情况底下神把那个火赐下来？
And at what situations we can receive this fire?
我们一起来读利未记第九章二十三到二十四节。
So let's read Leviticus chapter 9:23 and 24.
摩西亚伦进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福，耶和华的荣光就向众民显现。有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都欢呼，匍匐在地。好，在这边我们看见摩西亚伦他们进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福。
And here we saw how Moses and Aaron, after they finished the tent of meeting, they came out and blessed the people.
然后在这边呢，他说有火从耶和华面前出来。
And then he said, then fire came out from before the Lord.
在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油。
And consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar.
整个会幕建起来，我们知道这边所预表的是讲到耶稣基督。
So we know that the building up of the tent is a symbol to symbolize Christ.
他们要来到神的面前。
And how people have to come before the Lord.
他们必须从祭坛来经过。
And then they have to go through the altar in order to do that.
在祭坛上面需要有祭物。
And on the altar, there's offerings.
要被杀。
And the offerings has to be slaughtered.
要怎么样切块。
And it has to be cut in pieces.
这些祭物摆在祭坛的上面。
And then this offering will be put onto the altar.
然后有火从耶和华那里出来。
And then the fire will came out from before the Lord and consumed.
我们再看历代志下第七章第一节。
And let's read the Second Chronicles chapter one, chapter seven, verse one.
所罗门祈祷以利，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，耶和华的荣光充满了殿。当他们把圣殿建造起来
，And when people have built up this temple.
仍然他们有好多的祭物献在神的面前。
And then they have a lot of offerings waiting to put onto the altar.
当祭坛上真的是满了祭物的时候
，And when the altar is filled with all these offerings.
我们看见圣火从天而降
，Then we will see fire would came down from heaven.
把这些祭物完全都焚烧去
，And consume all the burnt offerings.
那个馨香。然后神的心得着满足
And then through that action, now God, is glorified.
这边讲到说耶和华的荣光充满了殿
And here it says, the glory of the Lord will fill the house.
甚至祭司都不能站立的侍奉神
And even, the priest cannot, glorify the Lord this way.
因为荣耀实在太大了
Because this glory is the greatest.
所以我们无论从会幕无论从圣殿
So it doesn't matter if we're from the tent or from the temple.
我们都是看见祭坛上是满了祭物。
We will see that on the altar, it is always filled with offering.
然后圣火从天降下来。
And then the holy fire would came down from heaven.
然后我们向主祷告。
So now when we pray,
赐下火焰来。
We pray that the fire can come down from heaven.
赐下火焰来。
The fire can come down from heaven.
这是我们的呼喊。
For this is our shout.
这是我们的需要。
And this is our need.
但是我们要知道火焰怎么样赐下来的。
But now we need to know, how does the fire come down from heaven?
弟兄姊妹，若是祭坛上没有祭物
，So brothers and sisters, if there is no offering on the altar,
你就没有火焰赐下来。
Then the fire will not come down.
今天我们可以不断的祷告，不断的呼求。
So today we could keep on praying and keep on shouting.
但是如果是我们没有把自己献上
But now if we're not willing to put on the sacrifice
我们没有办法经历到火焰的来到
Then the fire will not come down
在圣经里面告诉我们说
In the Bible it says
坛上的火要在其上常常烧着不可熄灭
That the fire on the altar shall everlastingly be kept burning
坛上的火要常常烧着不可熄灭
For the fire on the altar shall be kept burning
这篇告诉我们说，要知道在坛上必须要有祭物。
So it says here that on the altar there has to be an offering.
我们不是一次奉献，一次把自己献在祭坛，就好像就已经过去了。
For we don't only offer ourselves up only once.
我们要知道我们是一个奉献给主的人。
For we have to understand that we are a living offering.
我们是常常在祭坛上
，and we should continuously be on the altar.
让那个火是不断的在里面烧
，so that the fire could be kept burning.
我们不是说一年一次，就在夏令会的时候，我们把自己献给主。
For we do not only offer up ourselves once a year through the summer conference.
我们感谢主，在每一次弟兄姊妹在夏令会中，我们看见那么多人把主献上。
And thanks to the Lord.Over every summer conference, you see a lot of brothers and sisters offer themselves up.
我们也看见圣火从天而降。
And then we could see the holy fire coming down from heaven.
在那里悦纳弟兄姊妹的奉献。
And over there, how every sacrifice is consumed.
但是多少时候我们自己也经历到。
But also, at many times, we would experience
那个夏令会议完了以后
that after the end of the summer conference,
那个火好像就慢慢慢慢就减弱了
then the fire would slowly diminish.
有人讲说，从那个远方啊，开车开车，还没开回家了，那个火已经熄掉一半了
And people would actually say that on the long drive home, the fire is already diminished by half.
那我们又有好长一年的时间要过
And then after that, we have to go through another whole year for another conference.
弟兄姊妹又很渴慕啊，哇，夏令会要到。
So that, brothers and sisters, now you may be longing for the summer conference to come.
盼望说这样是火焰再来焚烧我们。
And maybe you're asking that your holy fire could be lifted up again.
但是主的话告诉我们说，坛上必有常常烧灼的火。
But then here, the word says the fire on the altar shall be kept burning.
他说不可熄灭。
And he says it will never cease.
要有常常烧灼的火。
And it would always keep on burning.
那这个火怎么能够常常烧着呢
？How does this fire keep on burning？
当我们知道什么时候祭坛上满了祭物，圣火从天而降
，And We know that whenever the altar is filled with offerings, then the fire would come.
今天我们在夏令会，我们说被圣灵感动，我们把自己献给主。
So today in the summer conference, we may pray for a touching so that we could offer ourselves.
我们经历到圣火在我们里面焚烧。
And then we may experience the consuming of the holy fire.
那今天在我们的生活里面。
But today in our daily life,
我们必须要知道。
We should know.
坛上的火要常常的烧灼。
We should know that the fire on the altar should always keep on burning.
也就是说，在坛上必须常常是有祭物。
And just like saying that we should always have an offering on the altar.
我们都是主付了重价所买回来的。
For we are bought back with a hefty price.
我们理当来归给他。
So that we should give it back.
但是我们看见神在这里，他并不勉强我们。
But here we will see that God does not want to force us into doing something.
他用爱来激励我们。
And He only wants to use His love to encourage us.
一次一次这个大爱充满在我们的里面。
Times and times again when we are filled with His great love.
叫我们愿意真的成为祭坛的子民。
So that we are then willing to offer ourselves onto the altar.
圣经里面告诉我们，是的，保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So here, Paul told us in the Bible that therefore I urge you.
我们一起来读一下罗马书第十二章第一节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。所以他不是告诉我们说，你们已经是主付了重价买回来的，你们本来就应当要归给神。
So in here.Paul didn't say that we are brought back with a hefty price, so we should do this.
是付了代价买回来的，所以你没有什么选择的，你就是应该属神的。
And since we are brought back, there is no choice but to offer ourselves.
来，事实我们是被主付了重价买回来的。
But in fact, it is indeed what happened.
但是他说，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
But here, Paul actually urged us to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
这边讲到一个活的祭物。
Here, it talked about a sacrifice.
活的祭物比杀了以后摆在上面的祭物是更不容易的。
For a sacrifice needs to be slaughtered and cut into pieces and put onto the altar.
有没有人说我上了祭坛上了好多次了，但是每一次又下来了？
So, would any sacrifice say that I've been to the altar and many times, but I always come back?
这活的祭物是要一直持续不断的。我们知道我们是一个奉献的人。
But as a living sacrifice, we have to always go back so that we could sacrifice again.
这奉献的意义是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of sacrificing?
你不要一讲到奉献就讲到要摸摸口袋。
So when we talk about sacrifice, you don't reach into the pocket and try to find something.
奉献说到主权的转移。
To sacrifice yourself means the changing of the authority of yourself.
过去我们所有的生活的中心，我们注意的中心就是在我们的自己。
And before, the center of your life is yourself.
什么事情我可以来决定？
And whatever decisions you make.
有好多，我说我有这些，我有那些。
And you would claim that everything belongs to you.
原本主权在我们的身上。
And you would say that you have your own authority.
神也不勉强要把这个主权夺去。
So God would never force us to give us our own authority.
但是到了有一天，这个爱来激励我们。
But until one day, when you are touched by this love.
我们看见我们蒙恩的光景。
And then you would see your true condition.
我们看见我们所赐我们所有一切属地的一切不过是暂时的一切不过是必朽坏的。
And then you would recognize that whatever you have of this world, it is only temporal and it is corruptible.
当我们的眼睛被打开
And now when the eye is open,
看见主耶稣的怜悯
And then we could see the mercies of God.
看见主的恩典
And we could see His grace.
看见那永远居然能够跟我们发生关系
And we could seeHe's longing for this eternal fellowship with us.
一下子我们眼睛开了。
Then all of a sudden, our eyes is now open.
我们愿意说，主耶稣，你是我的一切。
And we're willing to say that, Lord, you are our all.
除了你，我的心就不能得着满足。
And without you, we would never be satisfied.
当我在为自己盘算，在我为自己计划，在我的自己的主权里面为自己做一切事情，当我里面是空虚的。
And then when I was working for myself and planning for myself.And I'm making decisions for myself, I was empty.
但是我们遇到永远的时候
But now, once we see the eternity,
当我们与我们的主来相会
And once we have met our God,
我们里面有一个真实的满足
Then now we all of a sudden, now we are satisfied.
啊, 我们说, 主, 你的恩典临到我们的身上。
Then we will say that, Lord, now your mercy has come on me.
我们是一个罪人, 蒙了主的恩典。
And we are only sinners saved by grace.
我们里面充满了大的欢腾喜悦。
And now we are filled of joy.
然后我们真的是看见这个恩典实在太大了。
Then now we could see how great His mercy is.
这个爱实在太大了。
And how great His love is.
哦，我们说我们愿意把自己交在主的手里面。
Then now you are willing to have yourself as a living sacrifice.
今天他是我的救主，他是我的主。
And today He is my Savior, He is my God.
什么时候神的儿女愿意将我们的主权所让在主的手里面？
So whenever we are willing to give up our own authority and put it into God's hand,
让他来做我们的主,
and let Him be our Lord,
他来负我们的责任,
and let Him take on our burden,
叫我们活着的没有一个是为自己来活,
so that when we live, we no longer live for only ourselves.
我们说我们都为那替我们死而复活的主活,
and we would say that we are living for the glory of the resurrected Christ.
这是奉献的意义,
for this is the meaning of sacrifice.
这是讲到我们将自己献上,
and this is how we could become a living and holy sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是讲到说在哪一次, 在哪一年, 我把自己奉献给主。
So brothers and sisters, I'm not asking you in what year and in what time did you offer yourself up.
现在呢, 我还是活在我自己的里面。
Because now you may be still living in your own self.
奉献是持续的,
but to sacrifice and to offer, it is a continuous effort.
我们都过这个奉献的关,
for I ask that we would go on and are willing to sacrifice.
我们都曾经有一次我们把自己献在主的面前,
and there was a time when we offer ourselves up once.
但这个奉献是一个持续的,
but this process of offering is continuous.
我们是一个奉献, 是一个活的祭,
for we are a living sacrifice.
保罗在这里说, 这个活的祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的。
And here Paul tells us that this is a living and holy sacrifice that is acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。
And which is your spiritual service of worship.
是的, 我们也常常感觉到, 也向主祷告, 我们的软弱已经够长久。
And a lot of times we would pray and commit and tell God that we have been weak.
我们也常常向主呼求, 求主赐下火焰来。
And we would always ask that we could consume by the holy fire.
但是盼望我们在这里彼此勉励。
But here I ask that we would encourage ourselves.
怎么样坛上的火是常常烧着。
How we can keep the fire burning on the altar.
今天如果弟兄姊妹都带着火焰来到特会,
so today, if everyone comes to the summer conference with this holy flame,
你看那个特会是不一样的。
Then you will see that there is going to be a difference.
今天每一次我们来聚会, 每一个儿女我们带着火焰来到这里,
just like in every one of our meetings, if you come with this fire,
我们的聚会是不一样的,
then our meeting will be different.
我们不是说我带着一个冰冷的, 然后呢, 我盼望说有火把我烧旺一点。
So maybe if you want to come as a sick and the weak and you ask for the fire,
那很多时候我们是来到聚会里面, 我们得着了一点温暖。
And a lot of times when we come to the meeting, indeed, we will receive some warmth.
但是一离开了以后, 你发现说, 你到世界上, 这个火烧不起来。
Then you will recognize that once you depart from the church, you will turn cold again.
弟兄姊妹, 怎么样让坛上的火常常烧着?
So brothers and sisters, how do we keep the fire burning?
怎么样让我们里面的火焰是一直烧着的?
And how do we keep this fire inside of us?
代表我们看见这个秘诀, 关键,
and here we see the secrets, and the secret is that we have to be keep on offering ourselves as a living
sacrifice,
not a one-time sacrifice.
我们要知道我们是活祭,
but a living and continuous sacrifice,
是一直活在主面前的祭物,
so continuously as a living sacrifice before the Lord.
当祭坛上有祭物的时候,
and when there is an offering on the altar,
圣火从天降下,
then the fire can come down from heaven.
是我们的神他乐意把火降下来,
and it is our God who is willing to send His fire from heaven.
是我们的主那么的急切要把火降下来,
and it is God who has the urgency to give us this fire.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的祷告, 急不急切, 当然很关键。
So brothers and sisters, of course our prayer is important.
但是当我们真正知道原来主你的心那么的迫切, 要把火赐下来,
and when we recognize the urgencies of His urge of sending us this fire,
这个祷告 在信心里面就是不一样的。
Then our prayer will become different in our faith.
然后我们可以经历到，我们把自己放在祭坛的上面。
Then we may experience us being a living sacrifice on the altar.
你知道，是我们的神，他乐意把火赐下来。
Because it is God who is willing to give us His fire.
是我们的主急切把火赐下来。
And it is God who has the urgency to send us the fire.
我们的神在那里等候。
For God is waiting.
祭坛上有没有祭物？
He is waiting for an offering to go onto the altar.
火降不降下来，不在于神那里有问题。
For it is not God who decides if the fire would come down or not.
是在于火降下来，在于祭坛上有没有祭物。
And it is depending indeed on if there's an offering on the altar.
所以我们随时可以转向主。
So we can always repent ourselves to God.
向主来承认。
And confess to God
主权是他的
that He is the authority
向主来承认我们是属主的
and confess to God that we belong to Him
我们可以告诉主主我们把自己献给你
and tell God that we offer up ourselves
我们的心我们的全人是为着主来活着的
and our hearts and our bodies and our all is for God
弟兄姊妹当我们这样子转向主我们等候在主的面前
so brothers and sisters when we turn to God and we wait patiently in front of God
你会经历到
Then you will experience
圣火要从天而降
You will experience this fire coming down from heaven
火要烧在我们的里面
For this fire wants to consume us
常常烧着
Want to burn us continuously
这个火不熄灭
For this fire shall not go out
主告诉我们说坛上必有常常烧着的火
For God let us know that the fire on the altar shall be kept burning
他说不可熄灭
And it shall not go out
多少时候是我们离开了神
And at many, many times, it is us who depart from God.
多少时候我们从祭坛上下来
And at many, many times, we walk down from the altar.
我们没有当他是我们的主
For we have betrayed God.
所以我们说我们软弱
Then we could claim that we are weak.
但是主让我们看见
But God now let us see
他心中的迫切
That his urgency.
他要我们得着火焰
and he wants us to receive this fire
他要我们得着能力
and he wants us to receive this power
他要神的儿女起来
and he wants us to stand up
来为着主来做见证
and to be a testimony of him
我们看见在旧约里面
and here in the Old Testament
我们知道当以利亚他面对450个巴利的先知
and when Elijah was facing the 450 prophets of Baal
还有400个亚瑟拉的先知
And also 400 prophets of the other race.
那时候在加密山上
And then there on the mountain of Galilee.
我们这些拜假神的先知，他们有人数这么众多，他们在那里向他们的假神呼求。
And how there's many false prophets are praying to the wrong God.
那个挑战是什么？
And there's this great challenge.
哪一位神能够把火降下来？
And which is the true God that could come down with the fire?
在列王记上十八章三十六节
In 1 Kings chapter 18:36
他说到了献晚祭的时候
that at the time of the offering
先知以利亚进前来
Elijah the prophet came near and said
说亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的神耶和华
O Lord the God of Abraham Isaac and Israel
求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神
Today let it be known that you are God in Israel
也知道我是你的仆人又是奉你命行这一切事
And that I am your servant and I have done all these things at your word
那时候是一个极大的征战
And at that time there was a great challenge between the two groups
好像整个以色列的百姓他们这么多都转向了拜假神去了
Just like how a lot of the people of Israel they have turned and praised to the false God
里面可能以利亚觉得他何等的孤单
And at that time maybe Elijah would feel isolated
他一个人来面对这么多巴利的先知
And it is now only himself versus all the false prophets of Baal
那在这里我们看见以利亚向神的祷告
Then here we will see the prayer of Elijah
他求神把火要降下来
and he prayed to the Lord that he would give him his fire
在那里他筑了祭坛
so there he put together an altar
祭坛上放上了燔祭
and on the altar there was this burnt offering
他还把水倒在上面
and then he put the water on the burnt offering
当他向神祷告的时候
and then he prayed to the to God
37节他祷告说耶和华求你应允我应允我
And so in 37, he says, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me."
使证明知道你耶和华是神。
O Lord our God, and that you have turned their heart back again.
又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
O Lord our God, and that you have turned their hearts back again.
在哪里有一个大的挑战。
And there was this great difficulty.
他要众民都知道耶和华是神。
And then Elijah wants everyone to recognize that God, that who is God.
当以利亚在那里向神呼求祷告。
And there Elijah shout and pray.
的烈火从天而降。
Then the fire of the Lord fell.
烧尽了燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，烧掉了这一切。
And consumed and the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
众民看见了，就伏伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
那这个时候现出神的荣耀。
So in here, the glory is now revealed.
显出只有耶和华是真实独一的真神。
That only God Jehovah is the only God.
我们看见以利亚向神呼求。
And here we see the prayer of Elijah.
我们看见这边讲到有祭坛，坛上有燔祭。
And here again, we see that there was an altar, and on the altar there was burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会能不能够在地上为主来做见证？
So brothers and sisters, today can a church be a testimony?
四围的人能不能认出说耶和华是神？
And can the people around us see that Jehovah is God?
第一个，神要得着我们。
So first, God has to receive us.
我们刚刚讲到祭坛上必须是有祭物。
And then we just talked about how there has to be an offering on the altar.
我们把自己献在主的手里面。
Now, are you willing to offer yourself up?
在英国曾经只有几个年轻人，当他们愿意在每一个人身上挂一个徽章，说我们没有一个人为自己来活。
And in England, there was a couple youngsters. They're willing to put a cap on themselves that said, "I will not live for myself."
那复兴的火焰整个在英伦三岛那样的强的烧开。
And it is through them how the fire came down and consumed the whole land of England.
他们真正把自己献上，他们不为自己来活。
And how these couple people are willing to truly offer up themselves to live the life of God.
我们祷告。让主的爱来激励我们。
So that we can only pray that we could be encouraged by.
我们祷告在神的家里面，在祭坛上是满了祭物。
So that we can only pray that the altar is filled with offering.
我们相信圣火要从天而降。
And then after that, we know that the holy fire will come down and consume.
以利亚在这边向神来呼求。
And in here, Elijah prayed and shouted.
我们知道祷告所做的事，我们的手不能做。
And we know that it is the work that the prayer can do, it is something that our hand cannot do.
你需要来到主面前向我们的神来呼求。
So we have to come before the Lord and pray.
以利亚所呼求的这位神也是我们的神。
Because the God who Elijah prayed from is the same God that we pray to.
以利亚是和我们有一样性情的人。
And how Elijah is the same people as we are.
今天我们祷告让火降下来。
So today let us pray so that we may receive this fire.
让教会荣耀的见证能够显出来。
So that the great testimony of our church can be revealed.
在马拉基书第三章，我们一起来读第二节和第三节。
In the book of Malachi, let's read chapter 3, verse 2 and 3.
他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。我们的神在这里告诉我们说，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？
And in here, God said,But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears?
他下面讲到说，他如炼金之人的火。
Then he talked about he is like a refiner's fire.
如漂布之人的茧。
And like a fuller's soap.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主他乐意把火丢在地上，让它着起来。
So brothers and sisters, our Lord is willing to cast the fire on this land.
今天火在我们的里面，要常常的烧着。
So that the fire in the midst of us can be kept burning.
那这个火怎么样能够烧旺呢？
So now how does this fire grow strong?
在这边我们看见说，这个火要带着它何等荣耀的工作。
And then here is, it tells us the work of this fire.
它像炼金之人的火,
how this fire is like the refiner's fire.
当我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手里面,
now when we're willing to offer up ourselves,
今天我们奉献给主, 不是好像我们恩待了主,
just like today when we offer, it is not like we're giving something to God.
我们不是好像给神很多的恩惠,
it is not like we are giving our we were not doing a favor for God.
我们要觉得说今天神给我们何等大的恩典,
but we have to remember the great grace that we have already received.
他竟然会悦纳我们这些人,
is that how he is willing to receive our offering.
我们不过是曾经犯罪堕落,
for we are only a sinners who was desperate.
神竟然会悦纳我们的奉献,
but it is God who is still willing to receive our offering. 这是我们要觉得稀奇的, and this is something that we should marvel.
神既然他愿意降下他的圣火来,
that God is still willing to give us his fire.
但是我们知道当火在我们的里面,
but now we know that when the fire is in the midst of us,
我们的主他要做成他的工作,
and how God can finish his work.
那个炼金的工作,
just like how he is refining us.
那个金子, 那个火要烧到多少千度, 六千度,
and just like how the gold has to go through a really high temperature.
我们知道一次一次把那个杂质浮在上面的, 他们要把它去掉,
so that time and time again it could be purified.
好让我们的生命被炼金,
and now just like our life, how we can be purified.
金特别讲到神的生命和性情,
and here it talks about the life of God.
火在我们身上要做炼金的工作,
and the fire is come so that we can be refined.
火在我们的里面不是叫我们得着一时的兴奋,
so the fire does not come to only encourage us for a short amount of time.
不是叫我们觉得说, 啊, 感谢主, 今天我得着了火焰,
it is not to only touch you only once.
我们得着了能力,
but now it comes with power.
是的,得着能力要为主做更大的事,
it comes with power so that we can do greater things.
但是主先要把他的工作做在我们的身上,
but first, before, God has to refine us.
他是炼金之人的火,
because he sent us this refiner's fire.
只要我们在祭坛的上面,
now when we are on this altar,
让主有他的主权在我们的身上,
and when let God be the sovereignty of our life,
真的经历到那个火在我们面常常的烧灼,
then we can experience this fire consuming us.
你真是把主权交给主,
and now when you truly give the sovereignty to God,
我们的生活遇见各样大小的事情,
and then now in your life you may face great or small difficulties.
当我们里面有各样, 原本有各样不同的反应,
and in us we would have different responses.
那我们就经历到主是炼金之人的火,
and then it is only through that time that we could experience this refiner's fire.
这个火不放过我们,
for this fire will not let go.
在这个火里面我们天然生命没有办法存留,
and then in this fire our natural life will be consumed.
它像熬炼利未人一样, 它在那里来炼金我们, 熬炼我们,
just like the sons of Levi are being refined.
他说他必坐下如炼金银子的洁净利未人, 熬炼他们像金银一样,
and he said here he will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver.
弟兄姊妹,我们要知道我们是一个奉献的人,
so brothers and sisters, you have to understand that we are the people of offering.
我们是在祭坛上一个活的祭物,
and we are the living sacrifice on the altar.
我们知道我们的主他有主权在我们的身上,
and then we also have to understand that our sovereignty belongs to God.
我们还要知道我们的主在我们身上有他荣耀的美意,
and moreover, we have to understand that there is this will that God has in us.
我们都是他手中的杰作,
for we are his work.
今天他正在炼金我们,
and today he is refining us.
当你发现说你越愿意让主来制作我们, 改变我们, 炼金我们, 那个火是一直常常烧着的,
and then you will slowly recognize that the more and more you're willing to offer, then the fire will keep on refining us.
很多时候我们拒绝主在我们身上的工作,
and many times we would refuse to be worked by God.
你就发现说这个火怎么烧不起来了,
and then at that time you would also recognize that the fire is not burning.
我们要认识主他荣耀的美意,
but we have to know the will of God.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
是的,我们的奉献他愿意接纳,
and yes, he is willing to accept our offering.
他才能在我们身上开始他荣耀的工作,
And then through that, he could start his work on us.
那个火要常常烧着。
And then the fire can come and refine.
他的工作不停止。
But his work does not stop.
他要在我们里面不断的来炼净。
And moreover, he wants to refine us more and more.
我们说改变我们这个人啊，实在是一个非常不容易的事情。
And we may say that it is indeed difficult to change yourself.
所以主不是一下子，哦，这次特会你就完全就已经改变了。
God does not want to change us all at once through the summer conference.
他说他坐下来慢慢的来炼净我们。
And then he said he is someone who would take time to purify and refine.
这个火在我们里面是一生之久，主在这里慢慢的熬炼来制作我们。
For this fire is meant to burn the whole life so that we could be slowly purified and refined.
直到所有不属于他的都烧到没有。
Until all the impurities consumed.
啊，在火焰的里面，主做成他何等神圣荣耀的工作。
And how God can accomplish His work when we are in the fire.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
In Hebrews chapter 12:28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国。
It says, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken,
就当感恩。
Let us show gratitude.
照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
By which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
For our God is a consuming fire.
今天我们说我们的神是烈火。
So today we can claim that our God is fire.
但是我们的神却不叫我们害怕远离他。
But it is not a fire that we should be afraid of.
诗人讲到说，我就走到神的祭坛。
He said,by the psalmist, he said we should walk onto the altar.
到我最喜悦的神那里。
To walk into the God that I love the most.
一个真正认识神的儿女。
For someone who truly knows God.
我们喜悦走到神的祭坛。
We would love to walk onto the altar.
我们喜悦把自己奉献给主。
And it is a joy to offer ourselves.
主不是在这里一个律法的要求，要求他的儿女把自己献上。
For it is not by the laws that we have to offer ourselves.
在祭坛这里有火焰，但不是叫我们害怕。
Even though there is fire on the altar, it is not something that we should be afraid of.
在祭坛这里，我们与我们的主在这里相会。
Because it is on the altar where we get to meet God.
在祭坛这里，我们认识到是我们的主先把他自己献上了。
And it is on the altar where we will recognize that it is God who first offered Himself up.
我们的主他先成为更美的祭物。
And it is God who first became the first offering.
他已经一次永远把他献上。
Once and for all, He has offered Himself for us.
今天我们怎么可能把自己献上呢？
So today, how do we offer ourselves?
我们在基督耶稣里面。
It is only in Christ.
所以这个奉献能够蒙神的悦纳。
So that it is only in Christ that our offering can be acceptable to God.
这个奉献叫我们那样的喜悦，我们说我们来到祭坛的这里。
And this offering will bring more joy as we walk onto the altar.
在这边与我们的主来相会。
Because it is only on the altar where we could meet God.
在这边我们说我们能够以敬虔的心来侍奉我们的神。
And in here it says, on the altar we give an acceptable service to God with reverence and awe.
我们感谢主，今天神竟然这样的呼召我们。
So praise the Lord, how God is calling our name.
一同在他家里面，我们说我们同在这里侍奉我们的永生神。
Calling us how such that in His house we could serve as one.
我们都是祭坛的子民。
Because we are the people of offering.
我们都是满了火焰的子民。
And we are people of the fire.
然后我们被主工作在我们身上来炼净我们。
And it is through the fire that we can be refined.
我们在这里。同心可以侍奉我们的永生神。
So in here, let us serve together.
这些让我们进到在主的同在之中。
So that we may be in the midst of our Lord.
让坛上的火常常烧着。
So that the fire on the altar will keep burning.
让这个火是越烧越旺。
And this fire would grow stronger and stronger.
让我们的主他得着荣耀和赞美。
So that our God could be glorified.
我们再来唱这首诗歌241首。
So let's sing Psalm 241 again.
主你能力，我今在寻求。
He says, oh